grief.
It's
always. Sure. So there's no time for the grief is timeless. So
there's no timeline. I know there's this discussion about how there's 7 stages of grief, but I really think that is incorrect, you know, because on any certain day, you know, they talk about anger, denial, all this stuff. And, you know, there's still times when I'm angry. Really angry that I'm in a position, especially now, holidays, they're a huge trigger. And I'm angry that my family isn't all together and we can't celebrate. There's always this vacant spot there. Sitting on our shoulders or at the table, there's emptiness always there.
Oh, I've thought about that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, what I've learned, and I think Leslie's learned, is grief is not this linear process that you get to the end and you're all better. That's definitely not the case. There are days that are horrible. It's like a wave. And it just comes in over a period of time. Some days are better than others. And, you know, holidays tend to be difficult. So we wanted to talk about it.
Yeah. And so for us, after Kaylee died, she died in January of 2016, our first Thanksgiving, we had our first Easter and our first St. Patrick's Day. We're Irish family. You know, we celebrated that big time. But our first Thanksgiving, we thought, wow, we have this. We had our Insular, we had our son and my husband and I, and it just felt this emptiness. And we're like, wow, we can't do this again. We've got to be somewhere. And the next year, some good friends of ours said, why don't you join us? And that has become a tradition for us. We join the Blooms in D.C. every year. And that has been just miraculous.
What a great thing.
It is. So, you know, lucky to have, I always say yes. When somebody asks you for something, that's the next thing when you're in grief, or is somebody asks you, how does that sound? You're supposed to say yes. Just because you got to try. You got to get away from what is not going well, and you got to try something different.
That's a great reminder to those of us. If you have friends that are going through things, offer some things. Even if they don't say yes, but at least offer them.
Yeah, I mean, and that's really important, because early on for me, I don't know about Leslie, but early on, people want to do things for you because they love you and they want to help you. And they, you know, early on, they're seeing how you're struggling and they keep saying, what do you need? What do you need? And at least for me, I was just so gobsmacked because Austin died very acutely and there was no warning, and you know, I didn't know what to tell them, and that left them, the people wanting to help, kind of going, what do we do? You know, we see this person we love and she's struggling, so give them a task, even if they, and say, you know, pick up the newspaper and bring it to the house, or you know, come over and do a load of laundry for me. Just try and realize that the people around you that love you want to help. And it's hard when you're in the process of grieving to give people something to do. But honestly, for me, that having someone there and present was way better than a bouquet of flowers.
Huh, interesting.
Being asked to, you know, come to dinner. Even if I wanted to say no, sometimes I just forced myself to go. And it gives you a mental break from all the thoughts that are just constantly with you.
Do we always joke and say, I wish I didn't know you?
No,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
I wish we didn't know each other.
We're in a club we really didn't want to belong to.
I don't want to bring up a story, or I wouldn't want her to, if I bring this up, then in... And you all, and everybody talks about please say their name. Please tell me stories I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. And pictures. I love getting pictures from her friends. Sometimes they'll send me pictures. Or sometimes they'll send pictures of milestones that they're having. Like recently, a friend of hers got married in New York City, and she sent me pictures of the wedding, and she had a picture of Austin on the table of those that were not able to, you know, that were missed. And it was just, I love hearing from her friends. It's just so, it just means her spirit's still out there doing her thing and loving community and loving having her friends, and they're thinking about her.
Yeah, they remember her.
Yeah, and it's just so impactful. So for me, it's wonderful.
Yeah, we were at a wedding last New Year's Eve, and someone that was so surprising, that kind of caught me off guard, as they had a remembrance table.
Yeah.
And a beautiful picture of Kayla that I had not seen. And, you know, funerals were hard. I mean, weddings were really hard for me.
They were. Yeah, they were.
Yeah, because
hard.
Life goes on, and that's, yeah, I wanted to ask you about that.
Yeah, when her best friend got married, Hope asked me to be a bridesmaid, and I'm 60, and I had never been a bridesmaid in any wedding,
yeah.
And she remembered me telling her that, so she asked me to step in Austin's place, and that was a little hard for me, but it was so sweet of her to include me in that way, and but in ultimately you think, well, geez. You know, I'm never going to get that. You know, I'm never going to have that experience. You know, I'm never going to see my daughter get married. She's never going to be a mom. She's not going to meet her niece we have a grandchild. And so those moments are sad. And I feel that's when a little bit of anger seeps in. Mm. And I think, God, this is not fair. You know, here's a kid. She's a graduate of William & Mary. She was taking post-bac classes. She didn't do drugs. She didn't drink excessively. She was a normal kid. She was a good student. She was a nice person. And this is, how could this possibly happen?
Never know who's going to go first. And it's unfortunate.
Yeah.
I mean, it's sad. But I also look at, you know, kind of back to the first wedding that we go to. Well, that's hard. And the second one, it's still hard. And the third one, you know, because we won't have that. But I am finding joy. I didn't find joy initially, but joy in the holidays. Oh my gosh, that was so hard. We had
really?
To change our whole routine.
Yeah.
You know, first Christmas was like, oh, wow, we got to change something here. So
yeah.
We stopped celebrating Christmas at home, and we always did it somewhere else. And those have really worked for us. But, you know, we had a son, and we could just roll with it. But not everybody can take the family and do different things. But it's really kind of making new memories. Not to forget. So we always talk about our girls,
yeah.
Even you know, the family and the friends, about, you know, Kaylee's favorite food. And I'll interject, you know, what's her favorite food for Thanksgiving and what's her favorite pie. And but I think, you know, you early in, you know, after somebody's died, soon after, you really give yourself a pass, because you are going to be making new memories. That's really what it is, but you're not going to ever forget. So, I mean, it's even with parents. You know, we haven't even touched on parents. And, you know, I always have great memories of my parents at different holidays and things, but I don't grieve them the way I grieve my daughter, because they had a long life and my daughter did not. But I do find joy in holidays. I can honestly say that, and some people cannot say that. So
I think it takes time, and everybody's on a different trajectory as far as whether it's joyful or not, or they're enjoying it. I think the biggest thing for me is it's okay if you're not okay after you lose someone. It's okay. You know, you don't have to be okay, and it's okay to tell people I'm not all right, and I'm not happy at this moment, or I'm having a hard day. It's okay to talk about it. I mean, think about it. Years ago, when people were in grief, they wore black armbands, like way back in the day. So people around you knew they had a loss. And now, you know, 3 months out, I had someone tell me I should just get over it. And I thought, are you kidding me? You know, yeah. What? You know, so I think as a society, we need to slow down. There's no time line to getting better.